Well, guys, it does look like Maria will stay offshore, the center of circulation, but we're going to be brushed by Maria most likely, and it could kick up our surf. We'll have definitely some strong currents, and it is also potentially going to bring us some pretty strong winds as well along the coast. Right now, Maria has winds at 115 miles per hour, moving to the north, northwest at 9 miles per hour. If you take a look at the current situation right now, you can clearly see the eye of Maria, and it's just east of the Bahamas. It looks like the worst of it is well away from the Bahamas right now. And again, it's moving to the north and northwest at about 9 miles per hour, expected to continue moving to the north in the coming days. Here's a look at the forecast track. It's going to stay a Category 3 at least through the weekend, and then it moves into some cooler waters, and so probably becoming a Category 2 hurricane heading into Tuesday, potentially as early as Monday, and then a Category 1 hurricane as we head into Wednesday. Notice how close this cone of uncertainty is, though, to our coastline. It does look like we will have some kind of impact for North Carolina. It's going to depend on how close the center of circulation gets. But take a look at these models. Yesterday, these were all offshore. Now they're a bit closer to the North Carolina coastline. We'll take a look at the potential impacts for our coastline and potentially how bad it could be for eastern North Carolina coming up in just a few minutes, guys.
Amy, thanks.